You're listening to New Tinea. Australia bars fully Adirai, made songs from its music charts. Australia's main music charts will exclude recordings made wholly by generative AI from August 31st, while songs that use AI as a supporting tool may still qualify. The rule protects a place for human authorship, but ARIA still has to judge what counts as substantially human-made. Australia's official music charts are drawing a new line around generative AI. Recordings made wholly by AI will no longer qualify for the ARIA charts, while human-made songs that use AI in a supporting role can remain eligible. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
ARIA updated its chart rules to exclude wholly AI-generated recordings from the chart dated August 31, 2026.
Why does it matter?
A song can still reach streaming services, yet it may no longer earn an official chart position or an ARIA award.
What is the catch?
ARIA must decide whether each disputed recording is substantially human-made, a standard with difficult edge cases. Key fact: AI assistance is not banned. The exclusion targets recordings whose primary creative elements were generated by AI. What the new rule actually says. In its official eligibility announcement, the Australian Recording Industry Association said a recording involving generative AI must be substantially human-made and free of concerns about stream or chart manipulation. The change applies from the chart dated Monday, August 31st, which is published on Friday, August 28th. The updated ARIA Charts Code of Practice gives the association power to reject, remove, or retrospectively exclude an ineligible recording. ARIA can also adjust positions, withdraw accreditations, and revoke a number one award. Why one Madonna cover sharpened the debate? The decision followed controversy around Australian producer Josh Fawaz's cover of Madonna's Like a Prayer. Associated Press reported that the recording used AI-generated vocals and drums, spent 16 weeks in Australia's top 20 and peaked at number 2 on an Australian singles chart. Reuters reported on August 26 that some producers said the AI use was not disclosed at first. Fawaz had defended using AI as a tool, and the dispute exposed a practical problem. Listeners and chart compilers may not know how much of a track came from a person. Why the boundary matters more than the ban. The rule does not remove AI music from Spotify, Apple Music, or radio. It controls eligibility for ARIA's rankings and awards, so its immediate effect is recognition rather than distribution. That narrower scope is important. New Tinea previously covered a German ruling involving Suno and protected songs, but the Australian decision asks a different question, not whether a model's training was lawful, but whether a finished recording contains enough human creative work to compete on an official chart. Before we call it a complete solution, ARIA has not described an automatic detector that can measure human authorship. The phrase substantially human-made still requires evidence and judgment in mixed human AI productions. The rule does not settle copyright disputes over training data or stop AI tracks from reaching streaming platforms. What happens next? Record suppliers will need clearer records of who wrote, performed, and produced each release, and which AI services were used. ARIA may also have to explain disputed rulings so that artists can understand where assistance ends and machine generation begins. The first test is not whether the policy blocks an obvious fully generated song. It is whether ARIA can apply the same standard consistently to recordings in which humans and software share the creative work. Read the full article at newtinea.com.